today is Friday, June 19th. It's a very important day in our country's history, isn't it, Alex?
Yep. Today is Juneteenth, also referred to as Freedom Day, which commemorates the abolition of slavery on June 19th, 1865. Although President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation 3 years earlier, making slavery illegal by January 1st, 1863, many slaves were not free until this day, 155 years ago.
Feels like it's more important than ever to commemorate that date this year. We can look back at our country's history to see how far we've come, but also see how far we still have to go for true equality. Wherever you are today, I hope you take some time to talk to your friends and family about how we can all help. On to shoutouts. Happy birthday to Soen Choi. Kaden from Lake Villa, Illinois turns 2 tomorrow. Shoutout to Ava and Isla, and happy early birthday to Carter.
Happy birthday tomorrow to Lucy, who turns 9, and to Hasi from Ames, Iowa, who will be 12.
And finally, shout out to Sam and Peter in Chapel Hill and Yolanda in Shanghai, China. Okay, Alex and I are in the backyard. Mom and Dad asked us to clean up for Father's Day barbecue on Sunday. If you heard yesterday's show, you'll remember that someone on the other side passed a binder through the wire gate. A binder with information about a girl found in water.
A binder that reminds me a lot of the one Cyrus was keeping in 6 minutes.
So the question is, did RJ send it over? Someone else in her family? Or someone we don't even know?
We needed some answers we weren't getting from the other side.
So, I had Alex send another message to dear old Gabriel Augustine. We told him that if he didn't call by a certain time, that I'd go through the gate and there was nothing he could do to stop me.
And that certain time is right about now. Hello, Mr. Augustine. Thanks for getting back to us.
So now you're blackmailing me.
You wouldn't take our calls.
It worked, didn't it?
You two really are pieces of work.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment. Now, will you answer our questions?
Only one way to find out.
Okay. First, is your name George Anders?
Sometimes.
Did you work with Gen Z Media on 6 Minutes?
Maybe.
Is 6 Minutes based on something real on the other side of the Whittier Gate?
Depends what you mean by real.
Is 6 Minutes fictional?
Is Remy's life interrupted fictional?
You really are annoying.
Am I?
Yes. Yes, you are. And if you are not going to answer anything, we're hanging up.
Wait.
Why?
Because this is just starting to get fun.
I'm glad someone's having fun.
How did you know about Whittier Corp and Holiday?
Let's just say the world on the other side of the Whittier Gate may be a mystery to you, but not to me. When you and Rem switched a couple weeks ago, that wasn't the first time something like that happened.
You? You were over there? For how long?
I don't want to make this about me and my sad story. I heard you say that Whittier Corp doesn't exist in our world. But, well, that's not exactly true.
What do you mean?
I mean that even when you don't see them, Whittier Corp has resources everywhere.
Are you saying that there's a secret Whittier Corp over here? What kind of resources are we talking about?
Alex, look up! Is that a helicopter?